Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I really love these questions and comments, and I'm so grateful for you guys for listening to the show. Here we are with a new year, and I want to make sure that this show answers your questions. I get that I can't answer all of them. I could answer them. I know some of you guys are worried about me answering them to the best of my ability, but we will try to be there and answer as many questions as we can. So keep them coming. So a fascinating issue and challenge that has come about is many people during COVID adopted a pet. They were home. They were working from home. And now they have a 2-3-year-old dog, 2-3-year-old cat. Well, once things opened up, they started dating. So maybe late 2020, they got out there. 2021, they met somebody. They fell in love. They've been dating for a year or two. And now you're at the point where you guys want to move in together. Well, also, it's because rent is so ridiculous. Why not? If you guys are sleeping over at each other's houses, you might as well live together. It doesn't make sense paying for two separate mortgages, two separate rents. I get that. Some of you getting married. So what happens if this little baby kitty or puppy that you got during COVID that is now part of your family, your animals are family, they're your fur babies, affects your lover or the person who wants to move in to the point that you have to choose between the pet or your lover? Can you make it work? And it's interesting because this is a constant issue. I'm hearing from patients who have having horrible allergies. I'm like, are you sure you don't have COVID or flu? They go, no. I moved in with my boyfriend and he's got a dog and I'm allergic to the dog. Or I'm allergic to the cat. Now, you would think this would have already been solved prior to the moving in. Because if you're sleeping over at each other's houses. But it's interesting how the compensation actions seem to pervade such that when finally you have to make a decision, it's like, oh, we didn't think about this a year or two ago. So if somebody's allergic to somebody at the, like I have cats and dogs. So we started to hold off having parties because there's a lot of people allergic to cats and dogs. And even though we try to clean it as religiously as possible, like for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah, the cat comes downstairs and sits out, wants to join us, and will join us at the table. So we always have to ask people, look, are you allergic to cats? Because my cat is going to come down. In fact, I have a chair, a seat next to them. They jump up next to me, and I have to give them their little turkey, and I give them the little plate, and they, but that's because Shaky Boo has been with me for 17 and a half years. You know, February 14th will be his half birthday. So he's a part of the family. So if I was dating somebody and they said, no Shaky Boo, I'd be like, you and I need to think about this. Now, just because your spouse or partner or lover might, is allergic to your pet doesn't mean the relationship is gone. Now, it's a good test on how your partner reacts. If your partner is like them or me. Well, okay, no, I don't like ultimatums. Anytime somebody gives me an ultimatum, they're out. No. I will purposely pick the choice they don't want. That's how much I hate ultimatums. Don't mess with me. You give me an ultimatum, see ya. So if they're like, look, I want to make this work, but I'm allergic, what do we do? Let's come up with a solution. That's already, they're a keeper. Anybody that wants to sit down and very calmly come up with a solution, that's a keeper. You don't have a lot of those people there. So when you have somebody like that, they're awesome. when there is somebody allergic to animals, right, I have always found it very scary for somebody to have an allergy to peanuts, an allergy to cats. And I mean, if they have a significant allergy, they really need to see an allergist and maybe start getting desensitized. Because the idea of avoid peanuts, that's not working for everybody. Look at that girl that died because she went to a friend's house, grabbed a Chewy Chips Ahoy, but didn't realize that the package was the peanut butter Chips Ahoy. Because it looked very similar in package. Rather than being a burnt orange or red, or the red of the Chewy, I think it was like a burnt orange, she picked the wrong cookie and then she ends up dying at her friend's house. So if we are that vulnerable, where the allergy is so severe, or the allergy is getting worse. Now, mind you, you might say, well, I had a bad reaction once. You could get a worse reaction. You could actually have never had a reaction as a kid and then start developing allergy. So if you are allergic to their bird or their fish or their dog or their cat and it's severe, you should probably already be in an allergist office trying to get desensitized, because chances are you might stand in line behind somebody who has cat. We all have cat hair and dog hair on us. You might get into an Uber of somebody that owns a cat or a dog. So you're going to be vulnerable not only in your lover's house, but anywhere. So we want to make sure we decrease that vulnerability anyway. If you have an animal, then you don't want to put them down, right? You know, because they're only 2 years old, and you don't want to give them up. You know, you could work with the cat has their own room, the dog has their own room, you know, and that's where I'll be with the cat, dog, then I'll take my clothes off, shower, and be with you. You could separate. You could have HEPA filters. You can, make it work. One of my friends gave me their cat. That always works, you know, where if you have a family member or a friend who could take over the pet, this way you could always go visit the pet, and the pet is a part of your having a family member take over the pet, or a neighbor taking over the pet, taking care of the pet. This allows you to still see them, transition them to the new family if you have to. But it's fascinating how this has become kind of more of an issue, because a lot of us adopted pets in the last couple years. I did it. The last pet I adopted was 2018, I think. Or was it 2018. So they're already over 5 years old. But, you know, there is a way to make it work. But if somebody is severely, severely allergic, they really need to be under the care of an allergist. And, yes, at some point you might have to have that animal leave the house, because you can't risk anaphylaxis. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your
life with Extend Your Dolly. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I haven't talked about this topic in a while, but I've had a few emails over the last few months asking about hiring an attorney when you have a workers' comp case or a car accident. What is the advantage? What is the disadvantage? And people want my opinion because they obviously hear from attorneys, but they want a more objective recommendation. And I'm actually mixed on it. And sometimes I do support getting an attorney. I know it looks like doctors and attorneys always fight and they don't get along, and they, you know, because, you know, some attorneys have sued doctors for the stupidest reason and have caused doctors' life living hell, and some of the problems we have right now with health care is because of the ridiculous lawsuits and it causing doctors to, you know, order tons of tests to cover their bases so a lawyer couldn't try to say they were negligent, and it's been an absolute mess. But that doesn't mean lawyers are bad. I think there's a lot of times when you need an attorney. And so for a, let's start with workers' comp. So workers' comp cases are those where you, by law, your employer has to, if you hurt yourself on the job, provide medical care. They also have to not charge you for it. They are not supposed to punish you for it. And you are supposed to immediately get your needs addressed because you were working on the job. Now, as an employer, workers' comp insurance is expensive, and it really gets expensive when there's a claim. And so, sadly, there are some employers that are like, oh, gosh, wait a second. You know, did this really happen at work? This person's been complaining of back pain since they started, and now they're saying they have a workers' comp issue, and now I'm going to have to be paying for their surgery? So I see both sides, and I've seen where, you know, and where employers need to protect themselves and employees need to protect themselves. I've seen employees, as soon as they file a workers' comp claim, they get fired. And it's and they were just working on the job. They were just doing what they were. I mean, to show up to work, you know, and you know, do a good job, and to then be punished like that, not only with an injury. So a lawyer is helpful in a workers' comp case when, one, you're not allowed to get the care you need. And you had an injury that was pretty obvious that happened at work. And you want to make sure that the laws are still protecting you. And a lawyer can make sure that happens. Number two is there's sometimes the back and forth between the insurance company. And I really feel for all sides on this one. Because I have seen some workers' comp cases where was it really at work? Or did the person hurt themselves at home? They don't have insurance. Or they have a high deductible. So it's in their best interest to get the work to pay for it. And, you know, and so insurance companies that were the insurance companies for workers' comp are have unfortunately, remember, there's always somebody that ruins it for the rest of us. Like the first person who cried rape who wasn't now ruined it for everybody else who actually has been attacked because people don't believe them. They think they're lying. Well, same thing with workers' comp injuries. There's been, you know, idiots that have tried to take advantage such that now when you hurt yourself at work, you know, or there's something that's work-related, like carpal tunnel, back issues, shoulder strain, rotator cuff, PTSD. You have a hard time proving. You have a much harder time proving that it's work-related. And so insurance companies may be like, really? Okay, you fell down, and now you're saying we need to include, you know, your head, your neck, your back, your right leg, left leg, right arm, left arm. Did you hit your head? You fell on your butt? What, and mind you, you could still have a head injury and still, you know, get a concussion. But, you know, insurance companies sometimes have to sift what actually is legit and what isn't. Sometimes, though, that might not be in agreement. With what, you know, and you say, look, I think they're just trying to get out of pain. So an attorney can help you sift through that, argue your case. So there are some benefits. Do you need to, every time you have a workers' comp injury, run and get an attorney? Of course not. But if you feel that your arguments aren't being heard, if you feel like you're not getting anywhere, if you feel like you're not getting the care in a proper, timely manner, and that could make you worse, then, yes, there is an argument to have somebody, you know, be able to plead your case. Now, with car accidents get a little tricky here. You know, with car accidents, I've been in car accidents, and the insurance company wants to immediately close the case. And they want me to sign something fast. And I've been in car accidents that have really, you know, just done a number on me. But I was in medical school. I got to get back to school. Okay, I can't be, you know, borrowing cars. I need to do what I need to do. So you're going to pay me a few grand for the car. I'll take it. I'll sign what you want. The problem with that is, let's say your knee hit the dash. and you don't get it addressed. And then later on in your life, you're like, okay, I have a bad knee. And this is never healed from the accident. If your health insurance gets wind that your issue was work-related or car accident-related, and there was another insurance company that could be responsible, they're going to be reluctant. Well, just like with workers' comp. If you have a workers' comp injury, your health insurance may not cover it because workers' comp is supposed to. So, you need to make decisions on, if the care you need is done. Because if you have persistent issues, you might not get coverage. Now, one of the very few things that Obamacare did successfully and correctly was getting rid of pre-existing conditions, although they should have done it a better way because it turned into huge deductibles and insurance is now unaffordable for most. And so, the idea was a good idea, but it wasn't executed correctly because now we have ridiculous premiums and deductibles. But technically, if you have a pre-existing condition, your health insurance should cover it. But there's a lot of debate on, well, if it was a car accident, if it was somebody else's fault, if you had insurance at the time, then your insurance should cover it. So if you fear or you have the type of health insurance that you think is going to give you a real hard time and you're not going to get the MRI that you need of your back or you're not going to get the knee surgery, then you need your car insurance to cover it. And if your car insurance is saying, nah, well, let's... An attorney can guide the treatment a little better. And so, they could goad the insurance company to, take the proper protocols. Now, the insurance company may find a medical expert to evaluate and go, was this really necessary? Was this really car accident related? Or are we getting stuck for the bill for something else? Or are we overpaying because there's legal fees? So, when is it bad to have an attorney? Well, understand that the attorney is going to get fees. Now, if the attorney is going to get more money than you would have gotten on your own, despite their fees, it's worth it. But if your attorney's fees and the length of time and all that, sometimes it's a washout. Sometimes you're making less. So, it's tricky. And it's they're negotiating for you. And it's a tough choice. So it really depends on your situation. I don't think everybody has to immediately run to get an attorney. But if you are finding that you are getting a lot of pushback and you start to go, wait a second, look, I'm just hurting. I need to see a medical provider. I can't get in with the medical provider. That's also another advantage. Some of these attorneys have a doctor that will get you in the next day. So you get into an accident, you feel horrible, there's a 5-hour wait at the urgent care ER. Sometimes these attorneys that you take on will have a doctor you could see the next day because they use those doctors to do evaluations for them to see if it's medically necessary and to get you care. So the people have told me that their attorney has offered that advantage where now they get a fast pass into a doctor. It's not easy. Unfortunately, with the amount of claims and the amount of, there could be games on all sides, but, it really depends on your case. 1-877-DOC-LE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. New revelations from another Jeffrey Epstein document dump.
The third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation.
USA's Laura Winters. The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed Idaho's abortion ban to go into effect for now. They also have agreed to hear an appeal in the case, scheduling arguments for April. The court's order is the first time it has weighed in on that state's criminal law banning abortion since the High Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right. Well, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an interesting article that is out is listing the careers people have that have the highest rates of divorce. And I'm mixed on this. You know, I mean, I heard for years that doctors have the highest rate of divorce because the old stereotype or the cliche of two people meet in school. The woman drops out of school to support her husband going to medical school, has the kids. He then 20, 30 years later meets a cute younger nurse, dumps her for the younger nurse. And then that person is out of luck, out of a career. And so so people have asked me, they go, is being in medicine, does that put you at higher risk for divorce? Well, thank God my husband and I have been married as many years as we have. Did medicine strain the marriage? Of course it did. Absolutely. When I put my patients and my practice first, I mean, if he needed me, I'm there. But I worked long hours. I was out of the house before he woke up. I would come home late. Thank God he helped me with the kids. And we worked together. And I saw him at work because we worked together for 16 years in our office before I left to teach. But, yeah, I mean, if we're trying to have a conversation and the answering service calls, because there's a patient, I have to answer the phone and answer the answering service and talk to the patient. Yeah, it was ridiculous. I would hold clinics Saturday mornings so that I could have the rest of the weekend to myself, and somebody had no-showed that morning. And it was my son's birthday party, so we had my son's birthday party in the afternoon. I'm at the birthday party, the answering service calls, so I have to stop everything to go and answer it. And it was the woman that no-showed for her visit that day. She wanted me to call in for free an antibiotic for a UTI. So not only did she no-show, took a spot of a paying customer, but she interrupts my kid's birthday party for free care. Now, what did I do? I chose family first. And I closed my practice. I stopped taking call. And I finally chose family over, you know, my practice. But it's a strain. But, you know, when you look at some of these, so, for example, number 50 on the list are baggage porters, bellhops, and concierge. They have a divorce rate of 21.2%. I don't know why. Press machine setters, operators, tenders, 21.2% divorce rate. Structural metal fabricators, then security guards, 21% divorce rate. Public safety telecommunicators, laundry and dry cleaning workers, counselors, have a 21.5% divorce rate. Substance abuse and behavioral disorder counselors, 21%. Bus drivers have a 21% divorce rate. And I'm just going to, starting to be more common. Crossing guards and flaggers, industrial truck and tractor operators, interviewers for loan, other interviewers. Refuse and recyclable material collectors. Maybe sanitation department, 21.9% divorce rate. Executive secretaries and executive administrative assistants, 22% divorce rate. Waiters and waitresses, 22%. And I know some of you are starting to see a theme here. Maids and housekeeping cleaners, this is according to Stacker, 22.2% divorce rate. And I'll just read these quickly. Eligibility interviewers for government programs, cashiers, gambling services workers like your dealers, models, demonstrators, product promoters, mail clerks, mail machine operators, transportation service assistants, metal furnace operators, medical transcriptionists, now we're the 23%, phlebotomists. Why would a phlebotomist be at higher risk for divorce? 23% of them get divorced, they say. Supervisors of personal care and service workers. Not sure what that is. Host and hostesses, nursing assistants, hotel, motel, resort desk clerks, dishwashers, bill and county collectors. So now for the top 20 jobs that have divorces, home health aides, healthcare diagnosing or treating practitioners, including me, extruding, forming, pressing, and compacting machine setters, operators, and tenders. So, hardcore factory work, acupuncturists, machine feeders, residential advisors, ushers, lobby attendants, and ticket takers, 24.7% divorce rate, ground maintenance workers, disc jockeys, except radio. You would think on radio, I don't know. Well, they say disc jockeys come in number 11, and the final 10, the top 10 divorce rates at 25% divorce rate, furnace, kiln, oven, dryer, kettle operators, orderlies and psychiatric aides, entertainers and performers, sports and related workers, personal care aides, telephone operators, switchboard operators, flight attendants, massage therapists, bartenders, and the number one divorce rate, telemarketers, 31.7%. So this is according to data, and you kind of look at this and you're like, what? Okay, how? You know, and so here's the thing. You know, I think a job can add to the stress, but when you love somebody and you want to be with them through thick and thin, you put the job aside. You know, just like we talked about with the cat and dog, You know, you have an animal that could possibly interfere with the relationship. You know, you obviously go for the relationship. This data came from the 2021 American Community Survey data, looking at the 50 U.S. jobs with the highest divorce rates. They looked at marital status, those previously divorced. They only considered occupations where a sample size larger than 100. But an issue that does come up is the cheating and the potential to meet others and cheat. And so having worked in a hospital, oh, it was ridiculous. I'm like, aren't you married? I mean, I'd say that, and you would see the flirting. You would see people throw themselves at these doctors and at these, and, you know, temptation shouldn't be a thing. When you are really in love with who you're with, I like me, I couldn't look at it. I mean, mind you, trust me, Michael Fassbender, gorgeous. You know, Viggo Mortensen, gorgeous. Would I sleep with them? No. I love my husband. You know, I mean, yeah, so men are gorgeous, and I might look at them and go, they're gorgeous, but I wouldn't. Why would I give up what I have? Now, it could be because I'm a girl, you know, and I'm a nester, and I got, you know, my kids, and we have a whole partnership. So for me, it might be easier. But you know, women cheat too. They all cheat. Women cheat, men cheat. So if your priorities are feeling young, feeling the chase, having the romance, the conquering, it doesn't matter what job you're in. You know, people flirt at grocery stores. People flirt everywhere. Now, I get, you know, you could work closely with somebody, have a work husband, work wife. People always joke around like that. Sometimes they're not joking. They really embrace a relationship with that person. And if they go too far sometimes, sometimes it doesn't. I really believe that you can't have partnerships with people. I have friends of the opposite sex all the time. And I, you know, it, no sex, no tension, nothing like that. Because I know what I have, they know what they have, and we're friends. And I don't even want to go there with them. And we're happy, and it works great. And I find myself working really well with men. I love working with men. I've been able to work well with men, no problem there. But it's your personality. You know, so if somebody is like always around, you know, women or men, you know, doesn't mean they're going to cheat. No. You're always around women and men wherever you are. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm fine with that. Great exercise. But, you know, our New Year's resolutions, I think now that it's, I think most of us have gone off our 2024 New Year's resolutions, right? I mean, I think I failed miserably. I failed miserably by 6 a.m. that day. All right? I'm going to cut my carbs. And, you know, one New Year's resolution people had and they wanted to do for 2024 was work on their bucket list. And this bucket list, I think, was made popular by that movie. But a bucket list is, you know, if you are going to, eventually retire or wind things down, what are some things you want to do in this life before you leave this life? Did you want to travel somewhere? Did you want to? And I like people evaluating their bucket list. Now, some of you want to go to the moon. Yeah, it's got to be realistic. But I think it's very important because as we do age, one thing that makes us less depressed is feeling like you accomplished all that you wanted to accomplish. You know, a friend of mine had been diagnosed with cancer, and a very aggressive cancer. And his son reached out to me, and he was asking me what he should tell the other sons and what to do. And, you know, what do we do? What do we do? We don't even know. And I'm like, well, one, you don't know the prognosis. You know, he could still be okay. But what you do is you tell, you know, your loved one that you're going to be okay. That everything they taught you, you know, you listened. And you're a better person because of them. And if they do leave prematurely, right, they could rest assured that they did a good job with you and your brothers, and you guys are going to be okay. You're going to take care of each other, and that loved one has left a legacy. And you know, and so if all of us are having the benefit of being able to see our last days or our last months or whatever, we'll get that opportunity. My father didn't get that opportunity. He died when he was 62, just never had a chance. And you know, some of us, we don't get we don't get that option. But for those of us that are healthy now, why aren't we then, you know, why wait until we get bad news or we're reaching that end? You know, if there's a family member that you wanted to make up with them. Now, I get it. I have a family, very dysfunctional. And sometimes making up with them, you end up bringing drama into your life. And I get it. You know, many family members I don't talk to is because of the drama and the pain they inflict. And it's, you know, I want to live a life sometimes pain-free. But there's been individuals who I really wanted to make sure that, you know, I was in touch with, and I do that. It's just, that's what I want. I want to sleep well at night knowing that I always made the right choice and I, you know, took the high road. And, you know, I don't care about past fights. To me personally, you know, you forgive and forget. I forgive all the time. I've had people do evil things to me and I've forgiven them. I can forgive, and maybe it's because of my spiritual faith. I can forgive. I won't forget. But I also have to protect others. So if I think a family member is going to hurt my kids, if I think a family member is going to, you know, then I need to protect them. Stay away. But I could forgive somebody. So forgiving for me is pretty easy. But what about traveling? We're all on a budget. We don't know if we're going into World War III soon. We don't know what the hell is going on. Okay, well, where is it that you want to go? What is it that you really, really want to see? Well, I really want to see Paris. I really want to see the Eiffel Tower. Okay, well, if it's at one place, then fine. But if it's, well, I want to just travel. Okay, well, there's lots of ways and lots of places you could travel. You know, there's a lot. I mean, oh, my gosh. I mean, thank God we live in one of the most amazing countries in the world. You know, have you been to Alaska? Have you been to Hawaii? Have you been to Northern California? Northern California, I grew up in deserts. Las Vegas, SoCal, Phoenix. Northern California is exquisite. I mean, you know, if you feel like you need to travel and just get out of Dodge, there are Utah, exquisite. Northern Arizona, Southern Arizona, there's a lot of places you could go to that is just beautiful. Well, I've always wanted to learn how to fish. You could do that. I've always wanted to learn another language. You could do that. You could take classes. I've always wanted to learn how to cook. You could do that too. You know, now, again, you got to be realistic about your bucket list. Like I said, going to the moon might not be that easy. But, you know, for years I wanted to go to Europe, but that was just something rich people did. My family was never rich. We were poor. You know, even when I was married with the kids, we can't. Well, I decided just for poops and giggles to actually look at what hotels would cost. It wasn't that expensive. In fact, getting around Europe was cheaper than America. When you take trains, when you budget your food, when you find, you know, getting there is a little expensive. But once we got over that, you could use miles, scrape some savings together. If that's something that's really on your bucket list and you don't want to leave this world without that and you want to feel complete with that, you know, make it happen. You know, birthday gifts, Christmas gifts. You know, it was interesting. One of my friend's relatives said for Christmas, don't get her gifts. Give her $10. Everybody give her $10 because she wants to make a huge donation to church. And so if everybody gave her that, she'd be able to do a good donation to church. That's what she wanted. Why not? If you guys really want to take a trip and you don't have the money, why not say, look, guys, for my birthday, this is what I want. And rather than you guys giving me gifts or whatever, you know, if you want to put, you know, a little something into the travel fund, I would really be appreciative. Because that's really what I want to do. You know, if you have a family member who's starting to age, and it's that's a great thing for families to do. Even look at these GoFundMe, these crowd sharing things. You know, my family member really wants to see Italy. So I want to, I want to take them there. I can't afford it. This is something I really want to do. We really, really appreciate it. Now there's so many opportunities. Now, I know a lot of our bucket list has to do with money. You know, it's really easy to kind of make up with people and talk to people and do, you know, but, you know, for some of the ones that are a little bit more expensive, like I really want a nose job or I want a boob job, those are expensive. I'm telling you right now. If I could afford a nose job, I would have done one already. But look at garage sales. If you have a good relationship with the neighbors, get the neighbors together and say, look, I want to go on a trip and I don't have the money. Can we do a group garage sale? And some, you know, that's a good way to make money. Garage, you know how much we throw out? We don't need this anymore. We don't sell it. People love garage sales, yard sales. You know, if you really want to make something happen, sit down with the family and go, how do we make this happen? You know, I am blown away at that. I always thought I had the best ideas in the family. It blows my mind when I hear other ideas. Even throw it on social media. Say, look, I want to see Japan. I've never been. What's the best affordable way to go? There's always people that know how to save money and how to do it. But you don't want to have regrets. You know, if you worked so long that you didn't see your family grow up, or then you know, cut back on work. Spend time with the family. But you have a lot more control than you think. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.